This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
LGBTIQ spoken word events from Australia and from around the world. I'm Dean, and this is the Cheap Seats podcast edition. Thanks for joining me. In this podcast, we have front row seats for the Human Rights Summit hosted by Human Rights First, a non-profit, non-partisan international human rights organisation based in New York and Washington, D.C. We join US policymakers and LGBT activists for a discussion of human rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgendered people living in Cuba, Russia, Latvia and Serbia today. So let's grab our seats and listen to the conversation from the Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so very much for this great invitation, and you're going to hear from wonderful panelists, and I'm going to speak and run because we have votes today, and I want to make sure that I keep up my voting average. So thank you very much for the invitation, and I'm sorry to be not eating and running, but speaking and running. But I would like to use my time here at the next to the podium to shine the light on Russia and Cuba for their denigration of both human rights and LGBT rights specifically. As we know, over the past decade, Russia has become a major abuser of civil and democratic rights. In an attempt to consolidate power, Vladimir Putin, and we just saw that in the little video that we heard, and his cronies have systematically intruded into every aspect of the democratic process. The democratic opposition who speak out against his autocratic actions or those of his government have been attacked, and they have been suppressed repeatedly. Russia's government also has moved to splinter the population and turn groups of citizens against one another, most recently through the persecution of LGBT citizens and activists for the cause. This past summer, in one of the most egregious decisions yet from his government, Putin signed a new law, as all of us know, that would be unimaginable in most of the rest of the civilized world. The law banned public acknowledgement of one's sexual orientation, banned displays of affection between same-sex partners, banned statements in support of LGBT rights, and even banned the use of symbols such as rainbows that are attributed to the LGBT community. This is a very real affront on freedom of speech. And this law has tremendous consequences for the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness of both gay and straight individuals in Russia. I fear that it may also impact the freedoms of our Olympic Games, of the athletes, of the coaches, of the fans as they visit Russia next year for the 2014 Games. And if we turn our attention to Putin's old Soviet ally, civil society in my native homeland, the island of Cuba, has already been devastated for more than 50 years under the Castro brothers' own Iron Curtain. As a result, it is insulting that a regime official who proposes the relaxation of laws and rhetoric against LGBT individuals after decades of persecutions including the use of Castro's gulags, and then that same official who has perpetrated this terrible persecution is lauded for her so-called accomplishments in advancing LGBT rights. And I'm speaking about Mariela Castro, the niece and daughter of Fidel and Raul Castro, respectively. Let me be clear. Mariela Castro does not support LGBT rights, no matter how many fake awards and medals are bestowed upon her. It is fundamentally impossible to support LGBT rights without supporting human rights more generally. Human rights first. This is part of the LGBT community. It is impossible to support LGBT rights without fundamentally supporting human rights. And that bears great repetition, and I hope that you pass it along to all of the organizations to which you belong. And Mariela Castro and the rest of the Cuban regime do not support the rights of any Cuban citizen, gay or straight, to exercise their fundamental human rights. In fact, Mariela Castro was in Philadelphia to receive her award at the same time she was taking advantage of our system of freedom and democracy that respects also freedom of speech. But the Cuban people cannot take advantage of those same freedoms. They cannot take advantage of those opportunities. They are constantly denied entry to the United States, especially the many family members of political prisoners of the regime that she so proudly represents. There are no rights of freedom to speech, freedom of assembly, of petition, of freely practicing your religion, freedom of press at all in Cuba under Ms. Castro's uncle and father, a regime that she supports. There is only one political party that is allowed to exist in Cuba, and that is the Communist Party. There are no elections. When Castro came into power, he famously said, "Elecciones para qué?" Elections for what? The National Assembly is just a charade. There's no freedom of the press. There's only a state-approved, two state-approved newspapers and state-approved television. For the Castro regime, the words equality and rights are hollow, regardless of the sexual orientation of the audience to which they are spoken. And what I'm trying to highlight here is that human rights and LGBT rights are not separable entities. LGBT rights are also part of human rights as a whole. To bestow an award to someone like Mariela Castro, who represents an abusive regime where the ladies in white, las damas de blanco, every Sunday they peacefully walk from their homes to their Catholic mass, and for that they hold up pictures of their loved ones who are persecuted on the island or are actually in jail. And for that, they get beatings every Sunday. But if you're a member of the credentialed press, because those are the only folks allowed in Cuba, and you report on those beatings, you will have those press credentials taken away from you. So there are no rights. There are no media rights. And we've got to make sure that we can highlight that. There's going to be a charm offensive that continues about Russia and Cuba, and I find it interesting that in both places the rights of the citizens are being abused. Human rights are the very definition of our American ideals and the essence of what binds us together as a people in this nation. As Republicans and Democrats, as liberals and conservatives, we have consistently been able to see that the protection and the expansion of human rights around the world is not only in agreement with the American ideals, but it is just plain good for America. Putin's crackdown on LGBT individuals and the Cuban regime continued stifling of political dissent, they both represent attacks on American ideals and our likeliest and most natural allies within these nations are the people themselves and not the government. Republicans and Democrats can and must support freedom, support democracy abroad, including respect for human rights at all times, and not just when it is convenient, and certainly not just when it is easy. we should all agree that we have an obligation, each and every one of us, to produce a world where all people can live without fear of the infringement of their basic and fundamental rights by their own governments. And we should all agree that the promotion of basic human rights and dignity has and must remain a cornerstone of our foreign policy in the United States. These rights and dignities include the right of the ability to be true to oneself, to publicly express what is on your mind, what is in your heart, what is in your conscience, to do so freely, and to choose one's partner with which to share life and love without intimidation and harassment. I believe that no government should have the power to compel its citizens to act in any other way that they themselves wish on these fundamental human issues. So I hope that organizations like Human Rights First and events such as this one continue to inspire people around the world about the good and American ideals can do and what all of us can do as goodwill ambassadors for the promotion of universal values and human rights for all. Muchísimas gracias. Muy agradecida.
Thank you. Thank you.
And have a good panel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.